Good evening, Eagle Country, and thanks for tuning in to another edition of Crunch Time. It is presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. You can learn more about their services and schedule an appointment at orthosensi.com. Remember, Sensi is spelled with a Y, folks. I'm your host, Double T, Travis there. We got an awesome show lined up for you tonight, as we are going to be featuring not only the South Dearborn girls soccer team, but we got the South Dearborn boys soccer team in studio as well, as we're going to be celebrating both of their sectional championship wins. I like how the guys get to kind of peer in. They're looking at it, it's like zoo animals out there. That's what I like to say. But we're going to get the South Dearborn girls team is going to be first up on the show once we get through the hometown sports headlines. So bear with us for about 5 minutes or so, and then we'll get to our featured guest of the evening. I want to give a shout out first off to Franklin County's Jack Stern, who is two wins away from becoming a state champion in tennis. Stern advancing to the state finals by winning two matches at regional, defeating Triton Central's Alex Krause 6-0-6-0 in match one, rallied to win 2-1 in the regional championship against Southmont's singles competitor Adam Cox. But Stern going to take on West Lafayette senior Aiden William in the state semifinals on Saturday. That'll be a 10 a.m. match at Carmel High School. Stern entering that match 18-0. If he wins, he will move on to the state championship, which would be played at 2 p.m. on Saturday. Extend a congratulations to South Ripley, the only volleyball team from Eagle Country to advance to the regional, the Lady Raiders defeating South Decatur and North Decatur in the semifinal and championship rounds respectively on Saturday. So South Ripley off to take on Linton Stockton at the Mitchell Regional. That match will be played at 12:30 on Saturday. The winner will play Mitchell or North Posey in the regional championship. And for all ORVC selections for South Ripley this year, that was just announced on Friday. Rachel Meyer, Sarah Meyer, Brianna Linkle, and Caitlin Samples. Congratulations to those young ladies. The Central Lady Trojans soccer team competing in the regional championship on Saturday. Unfortunately, coming up short, losing 1-0 to Carmel. Still a great season for EC, 16-3-1, EIAC champs and sectional champs. I also wanted to get to the IHSAA cross-country regional at Franklin Community over the weekend. Had Batesville boys and girls advancing as a team. East Central's girls will also move on to the semi-state. Had some individuals advancing as well. Lainey Nicholson from South Ripley, Deborah Murphy, her teammate, and Kayla Simon from Jacksonville on the boys' side. Mylon's Ben Reilly off to the semi-state. Cole Benegas and Michael Schwiebach from East Central, Peyton Merica from Rising Sun, and Josh Poley from Jackson Dell. And we'll quickly go through the high school football roundup before we get to our featured guest of the evening. Our featured game of the week last week, Lawrenceburg and South Dearborn. All Tigers in this one on Friday, 56-7 winners over their rival, improving to 8-1 on the season. South Dearborn will finish the regular season 6-3. Tigers got off to the 14-0 lead, and then they were able to recover an onside kick. Right after that, a reverse pass from Aiden Gilmore to Garrett Yoon on a 35-yard touchdown. That was kind of the back-breaking sequence for the Knights. I do want to give a specific shout-out to Garrett Yoon because he had a fantastic game. Three touchdown passes. He had a rushing touchdown and the receiving touchdown. I don't know how many players in Lawrenceburg history have scored in three different ways in a game, let alone a half like he did in the first half of that game. But moving forward, Lawrenceburg will host Franklin County in the sectional first round next week. South Dearborn will be on the road at Madison. That is the game we plan to be at this coming Friday. East Central stood toe-to-toe with the number one team in Class 4A, falling to Roncalli 35-21, but it was 21-all going into the fourth quarter, so good measuring stick game for East Central. Looks like they are well prepared to make a deep run into the Class 4A state tournament, finishing the regular season 7-2. They'll host Greenwood on Friday. Mylon, Franklin County, Batesville, all winners over the weekend as well. Mylon will be keeping an eye on them in the sectional. They will start out first-round play against Oldenburg Academy on Friday. Oldenburg 0-5, only five games this year for the Twisters. All right, so you are listening to Crunch Time, presented by OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, and it's time to welcome the South Dearborn Lady Knights. Finished the season 11-8-1, and won the sectional championship, and we are going to certainly talk more about that sectional championship win here in just a moment, but we want to welcome the ladies, and we will do so by having everybody speak here. We want to at least have you introduce yourself, let everybody know what year in school you are and what position you play on the team. So let's go around the horn here. Please introduce yourselves, ladies. Speak up loud and clear.
Me first?
Yes. Yep. Speak right in that.
My name is Michaela Rudisell. I'm a senior. I play basically everywhere, anywhere Coach Jody needs me.
Great answer. All right.
My name's Haley Huber. I'm a senior, and I play outside mid or defense.
My name's Bentley Hinkle. I'm a senior, and I play center mid.
Hi, my name is Quinn Heiser. I play defense or in midfield, and I'm a senior.
All right.
Hi, my name is Natalie Rupp, and I'm a junior, and I play outside back.
Very good. Keep the line moving here. Come on, ladies. Don't be shy.
Hi, my name's Tatum Barker. I'm a freshman, and I play goalkeeper.
Hi, my name's Jenna Hufford. I'm a freshman, and I play striker or any center mid position.
Very good.
Hi, I'm Emma Sassine. I'm a junior, and I play outside mid.
Hi, I'm Sophie Ferguson. I'm a freshman, and I play center mid.
I'm Madeline Phillips. I'm a freshman. I play midfield.
All right, a few more to get to here.
I'm Olivia Probst, and I play mainly defense.
I'm Marissa Womble, and I play outside mid or center back.
Yep, two mics.
I'm Bailey Eves. I'm a senior, and I play anywhere in the midfield.
I'm Lauren McHenry. I'm a junior, and I play outside mid.
I'm Brooke Ward. I'm also a junior, and I play center back.
All right.
I'm Bernadette Wisman, and I'm a sophomore, and I play basically everywhere.
Hi, I'm Abby Lane. I'm a sophomore, and I play outside mid.
All right. Is that everybody?
Yep.
Very good. And we are going to want to hear from Bernadette and Tatum here in just a few. But we are going to start by kind of looking back at your season as a whole, ladies. And it looks like Michaela, Haley, and Bentley going to be the speakers here for us here tonight. You played a very tough schedule this year, and I was kind of breaking things down. Didn't start off real great record-wise, but you guys really kind of kicked it into gear and ended up winning 10 out of 11 games, including 8 straight to win that sectional championship. So looking back at that schedule, did those tough opponents early on in the season lend a pretty big helping hand to getting you to win that sectional championship?
Yeah, I think especially the Batesville game, where it was like pouring down rain, and it came down to penalty kicks, kind of just like the sectional game against Lawrenceburg. Honestly, I really think it prepared us for that.
All right, and another thing about playing that, you know, tough schedule when you are maybe not getting the wins early in the season, that can kind of crush your confidence. But that didn't seem to happen with you ladies, because you turned it around and really started winning pretty much every game you played in the second half of the season. So what were maybe some of the lessons learned early in the year that kind of helped the turnaround and got you going towards that sectional championship?
I think that really helped was, I don't know, everybody just really made sure they were working hard at practice, and Coach Jody always made us push harder than what we needed to be. Like, I don't know.
Well,
and, like, really made us, like, she pushed us, and she made sure that we were ready. Like, yeah, we were ready for the game.
Very good. Maybe we can bring in Coach Jody to talk a little bit here as well. What did you see from your team kind of at that midway point where things weren't going really good and then it turned around? Did you always know kind of deep down that this was a run that was capable of being made?
Yeah, we struggled a little bit at the beginning of the season, really trying to get our midfield together. We struggled with finding the right people in the right spots. Just, you know, all the skill was there, just, you know, really getting that midfield to blend and work together. And about midway through, we changed up the formation a little bit, and then we even changed even more people in the midfield. And once we found that that group of girls that really just blended with each other, it was just like lights out. It was nothing but pretty to watch in that midfield, bringing that ball inside, forcing it out, and then up, and then obviously putting that in the net. So,
all right, and now let's fast forward to sectional play. Now you were able to knock off Rushville 9-1 in the semifinals. I think you beat them 10-0 in the regular season. So probably pretty confident going into that game, ladies.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can we move past that one then and move on to the big sectional championship game? So when you saw the draw come out, did you kind of think in the back of your mind it's going to be us in Lawrenceburg again? Is that something that you were looking forward to?
Yeah.
Yeah. Definitely.
Mm-hmm. All right. And this was a game where you go 0-0 draw. And it's heading to PKs. Everyone knows PKs is the most exciting thing that can happen in a soccer match, especially when it's in the tournament. So what's going through your minds leading up to that moment? Were any of you three PK takers?
No.
All right. Well, you can at least talk about what you were feeling watching your teammates do that. I mean, I know it's nerve-wracking.
I think we noticed, like, going into the game, we were all really focused during warm-ups and all of that. And we were all really nervous for it. And by like the end, once the game had finished, we were going into overtime. And then eventually went to PKs. I felt like we still didn't like let down. I noticed like other girls on the other team were like crying and kind of felt like they shut down. But we were all still like ready to go. And like we're still hoping for that win.
Now, who were our PK takers in the sectional? Can we get you young ladies to step up here and talk about your experience as a PK taker in a sectional championship? Now, the final was 3-2 in PKs, yeah. So obviously three of you made one, two of you didn't. How'd you feel after not converting there? I know it's maybe not easy to talk about, but this is part of the game.
When I stepped up, I actually went first, so I kind of took one for the team on that point. But I went first, and like I got out there, and like the goal, the whole scenery was pretty intimidating. We had the stands, like the Lawrenceburg student section chanting real loud, and it was really scary. But like after I missed it, I kind of was still confident in my team. Like, when I came back, I was, like, a little hurt. Like, I felt like I let my team down. But then I, like, saw the rest of the lineup, and I was like, no, we got this. We got this.
That's a good attitude. Who went second?
Me.
All right, how'd that go?
So I made my PK. After I made it, I wasn't really nervous going into it. I kind of felt like our team was really strong. We had strong PK takers, and I felt like we could do it. After the PKs, it was just, like, a whole bunch of adrenaline, like, just going through my body. But we pulled through at the end, so it worked.
All right, good answer. Who went third? Another guess.
So Brooke wasn't the only one to miss. The two oldest people taking your PKs were the ones that missed. But once I missed, like, my confidence was pretty much crushed, but when I went back to the line that our other PK takers were at, they, like, lifted me back up and told me that it was okay. And I had complete faith in them that they would be able to get us back up. And sure enough, we won.
And
so.
And how about your goalkeeper? How was she helping with some of these
Tatum
misses?
Was locking down. I had full faith in Tatum. But, yeah, she got that football mentality, you know.
All right, who's the fourth PK taker?
That would be me.
And what was the score after you hit your PK? Do you remember?
After I hit my PK, I'm pretty sure it was 2-2.
2-2, okay. So big shot then. So, how'd you feel about that?
Yeah, me making my PK was, I was banking on it. I would have been real upset if I missed. So it was really stressful knowing that it was going to be tied if I made it. And if I missed it, we probably would not have won. So it was a really stressful time, but my team really helped me get through that with watching everyone else go first and it really helped.
All right, and then Bernadette, you made the third and final PK. Was that the walk-off winner, or did Tatum make a save to win the sectional?
Tatum had
to make a save. Okay, so take us through your PK experience.
It was really nerve-wracking. Like, the walk up there was probably the worst thing ever. Like, everything just, like, hit me. And I was like, if I miss, then everything's just... Yeah, it was really nerve-wracking. But when I made it, I was like... it was just amazing.
And teammates watching, I was once on the sideline watching my teammates in high school win a PK in the first round, which is maybe not as stressful, but again, just to take us through that moment, what the feelings were like watching and then eventually seeing that you won the game.
For me personally, being on the sidelines and just like obviously having faith in your team, but feeling like there's nothing you can do about it, but like worry. Mm-hmm. It's really nerve-wracking, but yeah, of course I had faith in my team that they were going to pull it through.
All right, one final question about winning the sectional. You beat Lawrenceburg, and you beat Lawrenceburg on their field. Thoughts about that?
It was great. It was the best feeling ever. I cried.
pride so much with that trophy in my hand.
And correct me if I'm wrong, is that the second year in a row that has happened?
No.
2 years.
2 years. Yeah. Okay, 2 out of 3. So still pretty cool, though.
Out of our all 4 years, we won 3 times, didn't we?
Yeah.
And he beat Lawrenceburg on their field. A couple more thoughts on that.
Go ahead, Brooke.
So, like, I was a part of the sectional team when we beat them my freshman year. Mm-hmm. And I felt, like, kind of familiar walking in, like, the same spot. Like, I was like, oh, my gosh, like, I felt it. Like, we were going to win again. Because they already beat us on our turf. So I feel like it was time for us to beat them on theirs again. And it just felt so familiar. Like, I don't know. I was pretty confident because of that win.
I think everybody was confident.
Yeah.
We had to be. If we weren't, we would have lost.
I think coming in confident helped us out a lot. Because, like, we were nervous, too, but we had everyone had a good feeling, and we warmed up really well, like, going into the game, so I think that helped us.
Well, they might have got you in the regular season, but I think you won the more important game, so congratulations to you. We also want to get a quick thought on your regional game. I know it didn't work out for you guys, but what was that experience like? Maybe for some of the younger players that are going to be back next year, what can you kind of take from that experience and apply it to next season?
Cathedral was a really good team to play against, and they brought the heat. I mean, they were good, and it was a good battle. And, I mean, they obviously looked like D1 players. Like, there was a girl on defense, she looked like 6'5", but honestly, it was a good team to lose against, obviously. The fields were nice and everything. We brought it, and I know, I was proud of my girls, and I was really sad that the season ended, but I was glad to do it with them. So,
great answer there. And we'll go back to Coach for one last thing. I believe you have 8 seniors on the team, but still have plenty of talent coming back, including your top 2 goal scorers. So what do you think about the prospects of this team heading into next season?
I feel really good about it. Really stinks to lose these 8 girls. They brought a whole other level to this team. True leadership here for sure. But next year, hopefully I can see them come back out. Maybe they can work with us a little bit, volunteer their time a little bit with the next girls coming up. But really, really good group of girls still with us going into next year. We got some new work to do, but I think it'll be good all the way around.
And I almost forgot, but we have to congratulate Bernadette and Tatum as well for their record-breaking performances this year. Bernadette, 32 goals, single-season record. Tatum with 174 saves. I believe I got the records right. What's it mean to you to be able to break that record? And you're just a freshman. My goodness, what else can you do?
It's a little nerve-wracking, but it's all a team effort. If it's not really technically a good thing, because they also
right.
You
want
through,
the fewest but, saves, right?
Yeah. But, but you know, it's good to have your name out there and stuff.
Well, keep up the good work, and good luck in the football sectional as
Thank
well.
You.
And Bernadette, how about you?
I was that last goal, like, to beat the record was really hard to get because, like, my anxiety was really high and, like, it was so stressful. But when I finally got it, it was just, like, a relief. I was just so excited.
And you'll get a couple more chances to break your own record. You still got 2 seasons to go, right? All right, fantastic. Well, congratulations on the record-breaking performances and winning the sectional championship. Now it's time to tag out and let the boys come in to talk about their experience. And make sure you stick around and watch them through the window and put a bunch of pressure on them as well. All right, we're getting ready to welcome in the South Dearborn Knights boys soccer team. You are listening to OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine's Crunch Time. Yes, they are the great sponsor, the orthopedic authority for work, sports, and everyday injuries. Go online to schedule your next appointment or learn more at orthocincy.com. That's orthocincy.com. So as we wait the boys team as they are making their way in. Come on in, guys. You can make some noise. It's all right.
Howdy.
There we go. 11-9 on the season. Ended up 4th in the EIAC, but won that all-important sectional championship. Welcome back, guys.
Thank you.
Do you remember what I... Did you hear me tell your coach when you left the first time around, that you could come back if you won a sectional championship.
Yeah.
Well, here we are. I'm glad to have you back in the studio. Congratulations to you guys. All right. I feel like you guys took a similar path to the sectional championship as the ladies that just talked on the radio here. Started out strong this season, 3-0, and then hit a little rough patch there in the middle. Losers of 7-9, and then you get back on track and win 6 of your last 7, including the sectional championship. So again, you had some tough competition there in the middle of the season. First off, introduce yourselves, the three of you again. Remind the listeners.
My name's Dana Lewis. I play center attacking mid.
All right.
My name's Ashton Cotton. I play forward.
My name's Logan Ross, and I play strictly center back and nothing else.
There you go. It seems like everybody else plays all over the place, just center back. And if you want to know the names of the rest of the young men in here, there is a previous edition of Crunch Time. We're going to skip that tonight, guys. You all right with that?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, all right. So anyways, you had kind of that little rough patch there in the middle of the season, then you got things clicking, but again, had kind of some tough matchups in the middle. Didn't let that crush your confidence, though. So tell us a little bit about that home stretch, winning 6 of your last 7 in the sectional championship. How'd you get on the winning ways? How'd you get on the right page and win all those games down the stretch? Dana?
Well, I would say some of it's luck, obviously.
You got to have some luck in sports.
That plays a part.
You got to have some luck in sports.
But overall, we kind of just came together and just played better over the season. We got gradually better. And then, I don't know, it all just clicked at the end, and we won sectionals.
Your confidence.
Yeah, our confidence got boosted a lot, I would say. After, like, the first win when we won 12-0 to Franklin County, we just...
We will get to that in just a moment. Maybe a coach can help with the whole going from that tough stretch into a really nice stretch to end the season. You wanted to be playing your best ball going into sectional, and it seems like that's what happened with you guys.
Yeah, obviously, you work all season to try to get to that point. And the guys, as they come together, and again, I think we talked about this last time, we had 7 brand new players. So getting those guys on board, that doesn't happen the first day you start. It takes time, and we finally kind of found a balance there. We finally talked Logan Hickey into hopping back in the goal instead of trying to avoid it. And we put Brody Tiki and Peyton Hill in the midfield, which really helped. And it was a really nice end of the season to come back on that. And even we played Shelbyville. It's a pretty good team. We played them really well. Lost 3-1, but we still played them really well. That was the first day Brody got into the game.
Yeah, outside of goalie. Scoring.
Yeah, I was going to say your goals allowed record went real way down once you went in the midfield, right?
He actually turned it around and scored two.
There you go. That probably felt a little bit better, huh? That's fantastic. All right, I want to get back to that first-round matchup against Franklin County. Thanks to the fine folks at South Dearborn, I was able to watch some of that stream. I turned it off at halftime because the game was over, Dana. You guys were scoring all over the place. You said that was a big confidence boost for you guys. Scoring 12 goals, you probably thought at that point, hey, let's keep this rolling. We can win 2 more and get this championship on our home field, right?
Yeah, we went in. The last game of the season, we barely beat Franklin County 4-3. And then we went into that game somewhat confident still because they're not that good. But we went in with confidence, and we ended up just blowing them out like instantly and got the mercy rule to beat them 12-0.
All right, moving on from there, you get Greensburg in the semifinals. A little bit tougher match for you guys, but you find a way to win 4-2. And now, when you're going into that match, again, I think you probably felt like you were the better team and was going to win it, but were you guys looking at the other side of the bracket? I know it's hard not to pay attention to the other two teams that were over there. Kind of walk us through that whole situation with you having to first win a semifinal game, but also probably anticipating that second match to see who you might play in the championship.
Yeah, so we were definitely looking at the other side of the bracket. Obviously, Batesville and Lawrenceburg played each other, and we were rooting for Batesville pretty hard there because, you know, didn't exactly want to play Lawrenceburg in the final. But if that came down to it, man, I think we would have handled business pretty well in the finals against them. But
And trust me, as I'm looking at this bracket, I see Lawrenceburg ranked number 10. They had a great regular season, and it would have been an awesome matchup. Anytime Lawrenceburg-South Dearborn plays in any sports, it's fun. But, again, Batesville seemed like a team that you guys felt really, really confident that you could beat, even though they got you in the regular season. So why were you so confident going into that game plan against Batesville?
I think it was because we know we could have beat them our regular season because we didn't have our – other Captain Logan with us, so it was kind of, we had everyone over, and then we had Brody and goal, obviously, that didn't help. Yeah,
that's
it,
right, he did play.
It was just, we had a good idea that we were going to win. We just played our strategy, and we outplayed him.
And, Coach, you want to add on to that?
I just wanted to say our defense really came together there. Obviously, they let a couple. Well, really, they let one in on Greensburg. The other one was a PK. But they came together in the sectional play. Easton Schumann, Logan Ross, Gage Fenton, and then we put Nakia Scruggs back there for the sectional championship, which was a huge game changer. He's a fast kid and still, you know, pretty strong. And I think that. Just that defense coming together was a huge help because when you're not getting scored on, it's a lot easier to keep your head up to score.
Absolutely, and you held down a really nice Batesville team. We were talking off air about the Pearson kid and how great a season he had. You guys were able to shut him down after he scored four against Lawrenceburg. Talk about the collective effort to shut down their star player.
Pretty much our game plan against him was somebody mark him and then somebody else drop back a little bit in case they send a three ball to him. And I mean, he's not as tough as he looks. He's I don't want to like talk trash, but he's kind of a baby. I'm not gonna lie. I mean, he's pretty easy to handle.
I love the candid answers. This is great. All right, we'll move past the Batesville part of this game, but just winning the sectional championship, fifth in program history. Is that correct, Coach?
Six.
Okay, somewhere in that ballpark, but. Obviously, you get to win it on your home field as well. So talk about the emotions of, you know, protecting home field and walking away with that trophy.
We were just like, we were really excited. Like, we weren't really, we weren't crying at all. We were kind of just hyped that we actually beat Batesville because we haven't beat them in a while.
Mm-hmm.
I know that. Yeah.
All the adrenaline kind of just hit us afterwards. We were all just happy. Not really sad, just happy that like to see that happen
and like the first time hosting it on that field and we win it, it's just something you can't forget.
What will be the thing that kind of sticks in your memory for many years to come about that particular day winning the championship?
Probably me scoring two goals on them. It was just funny because those kids were talking trash a lot and then we just go out there and shoved it down their throats.
All right, anything to add on to just the memories of what you'll remember from that day?
Blowing out Eli Pearson's birthday candles for him.
Yeah!
All right. Coach, what can you say about that sectional championship win? How much that mean to you?
Yeah, it was really awesome. I mean, this group of guys is top-notch. They don't ever believe me, but I would rather not be in this position with anybody else. They're crazy and goofy, and they work very, very hard for me, and sometimes I'm a little bit of a nut, and they really go at it all year, and they deserve to win. They deserve, hopefully, to win, to keep on winning and having success.
All right, we do want to mention the regional. I know that didn't work out for you guys, similar to the girls. That was a pretty good Speedway team, I would imagine, with the final scoreline 5-1. Coach said, you know, you guys were in the game at halftime. What was kind of that experience playing against Speedway?
I mean, for me, it was the first time I've ever been that far in, like, a sports tournament. They were a pretty good team, good competition. I think if we got a second chance against them, we'd do a lot better.
Anything else to add about Speedway, guys?
They had more – what am I trying to say? They had more experience, obviously, but they were just better overall, I would say. We put up a fight, actually. They were really good, agile, quick. They knew what they were doing every time they got the ball. They were just, like, I feel like after a couple of years, we could be like them.
Mm-hmm. Very good.
And dirty.
And I do want to kind of look ahead to the future because most of you guys are going to be back next year as a young team. trying to build off some success this season. So, Coach, what's kind of the what's the ceiling? What can this team accomplish heading into next season and maybe even beyond?
Well, I think from a confidence standpoint, we're going to play Batesville, Lawrenceburg, East Central, all those guys that we've for years maybe had lower confidence going into those games. I think we're going to come back with a lot more confidence. I think we're going to show a lot better to every team next year, and hopefully we have an even better season. Like you said, we're only losing four seniors. Two of them are very, very pivotal, but we've got, I think, 10 guys, 10 or 11 guys coming up as freshmen. We've got freshmen that will be sophomores that are pretty decent, and then our junior-senior class is top-notch. We've got guys that nobody even saw much this year that I think will be starting next year that – it's going to be really, I think we're going to be really, really good next year.
Awesome. And we have to celebrate some record breakers in here as well. Ashton, 26 assists this season.
Yeah.
Record.
Yeah, it was crazy. I was so determined to do it, too, because in our Franklin County game where we won 12-0, I had this wide open shot, and I just passed it off. And my coach came over to me at halftime. You better not do that again, or you're getting sacked.
You're going for a record, and also Logan Hickey with 150 saves, and you weren't even in goal for some of those games, right? My goodness.
Yeah, I started like halfway through the season to officially be like the goalkeeper for South Dearborn.
And what's it mean to you to break that record?
Honestly. During that game against Batesville, I did not think I had anywhere near 28 saves for breaking the record. I thought I had, like, maybe 15. But seeing I had 28, that was amazing. Best feeling ever.
Incredible performance. Congratulations on the records and the sectional championship. And I think you might want to comment on a different record on the girls' side with Bernadette scoring as many goals as she did.
Yeah, it was definitely a good year for the Wisman household. yeah, she's impressive, and I can't wait to see what she does and what that team does, because I think they're also going to have a few really good years on the back end of this.
Awesome, awesome stuff. Well, congratulations to you guys. Congratulations once again to the Lady Knights, both winning sectional championships this year. And what do you say? We just make this a yearly thing. You guys just keep coming back and being on Crunch Time.
Yes,
we'll keep you penciled in. All right, fellas. You are dismissed, I guess is what you say in school. Thanks, guys, for coming in. Congratulations once again on the sectional championship. South Dearborn Knights, South Dearborn Lady Knights, thank you so much for coming tonight to join Crunch Time. Thanks again to OrthoSensi Orthopedics and Sports Medicine for sponsoring the show. We will do it again next Monday, 6 to 6:30, right here on your hometown radio station, Eagle Country 99.3.